Hello to Jeff in Seattle in beautiful Washington State. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So here's the question. Why, Jeff? Why? Why, Jeff? Why are you an atheist?
So I've been studying this for at least 20 years, and mm-hmm. I've kind of gone from Christian to agnostic to atheist to a strange version of atheist who thinks that there is some evidence for God's existence, but it's outweighed by the evidence against God's existence. How's
okay.
that for a different answer?
Fair enough.
It sounds like you take a inductive or probabilistic approach to the existence of God, weighing the different things that are in the world and the observations and seeing where they lead. That's an approach I'm familiar with. Sure. I guess I'd be curious to see what would you say? What evidence points to God and what points towards naturalism?
So I think, and as you can imagine, I get flack from my fellow atheists for saying this. I'll start off with the evidence for God. I think that the existence of consciousness is more likely to be true on the assumption that God exists than mm-hmm. it is on the assumption that naturalism is true. And I view atheism as just sort of an offshoot of a comprehensive worldview I call metaphysical naturalism.
Jeff, I'm just curious. Have you been involved in the atheist blogging community or in other atheist activist communities? I'm just curious.
I have been active in the blogging community.
Is there a blog that you are a part of?
Yes.
Could I ask which one? I'm just really curious. Or would that reveal too much of your identity?
Creating awkward moments since 2009.
My phone cut out. Did you ask me which blog I'm a part of?
Yes.
I'm a part of the Secular Outpost blog.
I had this inkling. Is this Mr. Jeffrey J. Louder, perhaps?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Louder, welcome to the program. Now, Patrick has a blank stare on me, but I said Jeff Seattle, evidence for naturalism outweighs theism. So I've been doing my reading also. The way you framed
it. Magical powers, Trent? How could you know that? It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. Evidence for God.
Well, settled that. I guess I'm going to become Catholic now.
See you in church, Jeff.
This is a very fun conversation. Mr. Louder is one of the co-founders of the Secular Web, one of the first major atheist hubs on the internet. They still contain many articles, mm-hmm. other things like that, and I'm a big fan of their blog, Secular Outpost. This is quite a treat, and Jeff has done his homework on this issue. So yeah, Jeff, why don't you line out the evidence for theism, evidence for naturalism as the clock ticks down and we can have a little bit of a back and forth.
Yeah, and I apologize for being such a lousy call-in guest. I'm sitting in my car about to grab my son from tutoring, so I may have to ask you to go to a commercial for a minute while I grab him.
We're out of commercials, but by the way, we're Christians, so we do forgive you.
Unfortunately, unlike God, who has sovereign control over the universe, we don't have sovereign control over our break times.
Yeah.
So why don't you give it to us, and then if you have to go, you have to go, Jeff, but hopefully we can talk again.
Yeah, so I would say, I mean, I look at, I start off with, from a big picture perspective, I think that there are two comprehensive worldviews, which before you even look at the evidence, start off with a big advantage, a big head start over any of their competitors. And I think that those worldviews are theism and naturalism. Naturalism says that there are no supernatural beings, and if there is anything mental, like a mind, that it would have to be the product of purely non-mental, totally physical objects or entities.
Like epiphenomenalism, the brain makes the mind.
Right.
Like how a trumpet makes music.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Supernaturalism, on the other hand, says that one or more supernatural beings exist, and if there's anything physical, the mental explains the physical. So the classic question, why is there anything at all? Why is there a universe? Supernaturalism says that the universe exists. Mm-hmm. If it does exist, it exists because of the activity of one or more supernatural beings. Mm-hmm. And then theism would be a very specific version of supernaturalism, which says that there's exactly one God with a capital G, and God created the God created the physical universe that we have.
So let's go back to the different points that change the probability calculus. You listed consciousness for theism. Are there any other things you would throw in that pile?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure. I have some ideas. I view writing about arguments as a way of testing them. So I'm exploring some ideas I have about a way that you might be able to make a good moral argument for God, but I haven't come up with one that I like.
Are you familiar?
I don't think
you're familiar with Paul Draper seems to be sympathetic towards that.
He's pretty much, he along with Richard Swinburne would be my philosophical hero.
And this is important because Paul Draper is a famous agnostic philosopher. I don't know if he's an atheist right now. Last time I remember he called himself an agnostic.
He a couple years ago became an atheist.
Well, there you go. But what's funny is Draper's an interesting philosopher, Patrick, because he looks at it, sees the argument, says, I'm an atheistic philosopher, but dang it, look at this. There could be a moral argument here for the existence of God. It's got some oomph mm-hmm. to it.
And he's willing to adjust and fine-tune his foundation.
The idea is that when you do philosophy, it is possible to do it in an open manner and recognize strengths and weaknesses in different positions. And I think that's the real question here. Jeff, obviously, you and I are both well entrenched in our different positions, so I'm not going to be able to disabuse you of yours in the next 5 minutes we have in the broadcast. I'd like to ask you, though, something about the discourse between theists and atheists to get your opinion, because I think you're a very sober thinker on this. When I talk to many modern atheists, I think they frame this question as a scientific one. Science is our tool to figure out if God exists, and it's shown he doesn't. But I think that that's the wrong way to go about it. It's a philosophical question, and we have to use philosophical tools to figure this out. What are your thoughts on the modern atheistic community and if they're using the wrong paradigm when they look at the question?
Well, I would say this. It's a good question. I think that I think of it this way. In the Christian community, especially, you have a discipline known as apologetics, mm-hmm. and you have people who spend a lot of care and time trying to understand the issues and formulate good arguments and good answers to objections and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The atheist equivalent of that, I guess you could call it counter-apologetics. There are people who dabble in it, but they don't really take it seriously. And as a result, I would say that a lot of would-be atheist counter-apologists do a pretty lousy job.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of my fellow atheists who enter into debates, for example, are horrible. Not because I think that atheism is false, but because I think that they give arguments that are just so bad.
So you think it deserves better salesmen?
What's that?
You believe the atheism worldview deserves better salesmen than the people that you're criticizing on your side?
I try to resist calling Christian apologists salesmen.
No, that's very charitable, because many atheists, a common meme is to say that people like William Lane Craig, who is a philosopher, theologian, and Christian apologist, is essentially a snake oil.
He's a huckster.
A huckster, right. A snake oil salesman. And no one says that as much about other atheistic philosophers or apologists. I mean, I guess, Jeff, I feel that every belief system has apologists. There's Muslim apologists, Catholic apologists. And I think there are apologists for naturalism and, you know, everyone's got their thing. And so I do think that just as there are some Christians who will gravitate towards any argument, no matter how bad it might be to support their position, there's atheists who do the same thing. And so we have to just try to clear the rubble and let the good arguments rise, and we kind of have our exchanges. And you'd probably be sympathetic to that.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, good. Well, yeah, it'd be fun to have you back on the show, or maybe do a debate with you and I. I know you'd enjoy a debate with Dr. Craig. I don't know if that'll happen in the future, but could be something fun. It's been a good chat, Jeff, and hope to talk with you again sometime.
Thanks, Mr. Louder. Appreciate it. You can go grab your son now.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.